Welcome to HBW's Over the Counter podcast. I'm David Ridley, and I'll be chatting with industry experts and insiders about the latest trends, issues, and intelligence in consumer healthcare. In this episode, HBW Insight dives into personalised wellness with Marnie Allen, Chief Marketing Officer at tailored supplements manufacturer Bionic. Named as one of EY UK's 50 Women to Watch in 2022, Allen has over 20 years' experience in consumer healthcare and is now working with Bionic to create the next generation of bespoke wellness products for consumers across the world. As well as its top-tier at-home blood test-based service, Bionic also offers an affordable questionnaire-based option which leverages the power of AI to analyse users' nutritional needs and provide unique supplement formulations in the post. Although personalised wellness is still somewhat niche, Allen suggests that AI-based models like Bionic offer an attractive option for traditional consumer health companies looking to get into this fast-growing market. Hi, Marnie. Welcome to the Over the Counter podcast.
Hi, David. Great to meet you. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So would you like to just introduce yourself and Bionic, if I pronounced that right?
That's correct. Hi, I'm Marnie. Company. I'm Marnie Allen. I've had a long career in healthcare marketing, mostly in the over-the-counter space. I spent 20 years at Johnson & Johnson Consumer, which, as everybody knows, is now Kenvue. I worked for about 15 years on the over-the-counter portfolio. I spent a couple of years working on Johnson's Baby, and then I spent 4 years in the contact lens business. So 20 years of marketing at J&J. I then went on to Walgreens Boots Alliance, where I worked in an innovation role for the owned brands for Walgreens and Boots. And now for the last year, I've been at Bionic, which is a Series A funded startup in the personalized vitamin space.
Would you like to just explain a little about personalization, personalized nutrition, this kind of stuff? It's a bit of a buzzword, isn't it? But maybe you could just go into a bit of detail on what that means.
Sure. So in the space of personalized nutrition, the most important aspect, let's say, is getting to a one-to-one understanding of what somebody's actual nutrient deficiencies are and what they actually need to supplement through diet and, you know, dietary supplements. And it's really enabled significantly by technology to be able to bring this to a mass audience. The company that I work for has a quite sophisticated algorithm that has been developed over a 10-year period with, you know, tens of thousands of subjects. We've analyzed their blood. We use then artificial intelligence to be able to extrapolate from our, you know, pretty significant database of 6 million proprietary biochemical data points. We extrapolate using AI to be able to serve a much bigger audience through a questionnaire-based offering. So our offering would have been available, you know, years ago, let's say, but has been significantly accelerated and has been sort of brought to a much bigger audience through the use of AI and sophisticated machine learning. So it's kind of an emerging space that has been really enabled by new digital technology.
So you don't use tests like blood tests, genetic tests, like some personalized wellness companies do?
We do. We actually have two products in our portfolio. Our flagship product, Bionic Pro, is still based on blood testing. So Bionic Pro is, it starts with a 50 parameter blood test. Consumers who want to join us can either book a new blood test through us, and we'll work through a partner lab to collect their blood tests or collect their blood and analyze it. And then their supplements are made based on the results of their blood test. And they get a consultation with our dietitians or nutritionists and go through a really detailed understanding of what does this blood test tell you about your overall health, What are some of the things to be aware of in your diet overall and lifestyle? And then what deficiencies have we identified that have gone into the development of your daily personalized supplement formula? So Bionic Pro is available globally. We ship everywhere. We have a quite significant presence in US, UK, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and then the Gulf markets, mainly UAE, but expanding into Saudi, Bahrain, other GCC markets. So that is our highest price point and most sophisticated offering. And we've really tried to identify a product that we can bring to a much larger mass audience. So using the years of clinical blood testing that we've done, we've been able to create a questionnaire. It has about 35 questions. And the questions allow us to sort of triangulate between our database, what we've learned about age, gender, body mass, different predispositions to different nutrient deficiencies, and be able to collect a reasonable amount of data from average people to be able to create a personalized formula for each one. Every product we make is a one-off. We make everything. It's not like we're just trying to put you in a box and we've got five formula choices and we're trying to type you to be A, B, C, D, or E. We actually create a bespoke formula for each individual. And when you do the blood testing product, let's say Bionic Pro, you have the option to test in the future. So after 3 months or 6 months, you can test again, see how your deficiencies are improving, understand how your parameters have changed, and then we actually make you a new formula based on your most current needs. Similarly with the questionnaire, you know, if anything changes in your lifestyle or your health goals or even your height, even your weight, let's say, you can re-answer the quiz questions and we'll make you a new formula. So it is a dynamic supplement offering as well.
And so what do consumers actually get then when they've used either of these ways of getting a personalized offering?
So whether you buy Bionic Pro or Bionic Go, you get a shipped straight to your door. You get a package containing your daily supplement formula. It's not a pill pack. It's not like you get a little bundle of pills to take every day. It's actually delivered in a granular dosage form. It's made in Switzerland. Each granule is made up of a prebiotic fiber that is interwoven in a matrix with an actual nutrient. So the beauty of the granules is that because we are able to use, let's say, a small dosage form for each nutrient, we're able to get to a very high degree of accuracy in terms of not only the nutrients that you need. We can choose from up to 120 different nutrients to put in your formula. We can really titrate them down to a high degree of precision based on your body mass. So if you are, you know, like our founder, 6'9", about 120 kilos, if he's taking an off-the-shelf supplement that's, you know, sort of dosed to the median, he's getting way too little of everything. Whereas, you know, somebody else on my team who weighs 100 pounds and is 5 feet tall, she's probably getting too much of everything in an off-the-shelf supplement. But because we're able to use this small granular dosage form and create this bespoke mixture for each person, we give you not only the nutrients you need, but also in the right quantity for the size of your body. So you're actually getting the right amount, not too little or too much. The granules in our formula are a patented dosage form. This hydrocolloidal matrix that brings together the nutrients with the prebiotic fiber allows the nutrients to pass through the stomach acid and actually get digested in the small intestine. And that also means we're able to offer a high degree of bioavailability because the nutrients are, let's say, spread out over a large area in the small intestine, and they are absorbed gradually. So when you take traditional multivitamins that are broken down mainly in your stomach, there are only so many receptors on the lining of your stomach that can actually draw in the nutrients. So if you take a handful of pills all at the same time, what tends to happen is the receptors are all sort of blocked up by certain nutrients. Other ones don't get absorbed and just get excreted by the body because the body can't take them all in at the same time. So because our granules are digested in the small intestine, there's a lot more transit time and there's a lot more surface area. So you have a lot more places where the body can actually absorb the nutrients. So you get quite a high degree of bioavailability. We've tested this. You get 90% or more of the value of each nutrient, which is significantly higher than the absorption allowed by many traditional dosage forms. So the granular dosage form is something that a lot of people haven't seen before, and it's something we've really started to feature in our ads. Because when you think personalized vitamins, if you're aware that this category exists, you probably imagine pill packs being sent to you, you know, labeled Monday through Sunday, and you just have a bunch of pills that you unwrap and take every day. So the idea that really all you have to take is this granular formula, you take, if you're on Bionic Pro, you take 2 scoops. If you're on Bionic Pro, you take 3 scoops a day. To me, it's significantly simpler than swallowing a handful of pills. And that is something that is sort of a surprise and delight to people when they discover our brand.
Yeah, thanks for that really detailed overview. I think that's really useful because, you know, you can hear about personalized supplements or you can see it or try it, as you said. But I think understanding how that actually works from, you know, the company to taking that every day is quite interesting. So how popular is this with people? Is this really niche? I mean, how big is the market, say, in Europe or in a country like the UK or Germany?
So personalized nutrition as a category, I would say, is still up and coming. So supplements globally, I had a look at some sources just to see how big the total supplements category is. So, one of the recent sources that I read said the global supplements market is worth about, in 2023, was worth about $180 billion with a projected CAGR of 9%. So supplements is a really big category, as we know. Looking at individual markets, you know, in the U.S., for example, something like 70%+ of adults take some kind of a daily dietary supplement. Within Europe, the supplements market is also significant. You know, a recent source that I read said around $40 billion, growing at a similar rate to what I said before, about 9%. So supplements is a huge business globally. Personalized supplements is really still niche because there are, you know, many of the companies that operate in the space like ours are still in the startup phase. You know, we are small, we are reaching more and more of an audience, and the awareness of the proposition of personalized supplements is starting to be more mass, but still is in its infancy in terms of the average person being aware that this is something that they could take advantage of. So I think supplements will continue growing at this, you know, very attractive CAGR. But within that, the personalized supplements segment is likely to explode over time as startups become more well-established, maybe are acquired by larger companies that can scale them faster. And it's really an exciting space because once you go personalized, it's really hard to imagine going back because you've really got all your needs met with a very simple daily routine versus the amount of guesswork that you have to take on by yourself if you are to shop.
Presumably you'd really notice the difference as well if everything you say is true in terms of getting exactly what you need and then going back to taking maybe 2 or 3 supplements that aren't actually getting absorbed.
Yeah, we have quite a high retention rate. So we're a subscription business. So when you join Bionic, we are making your supplements and shipping you a 3-month supply at a time on a rolling subscription basis. Our retention rates vary by market, but in some countries are as high as 85%. We're working up to that in all of the countries where we operate. So I think once you experience the difference, you know, the kinds of spontaneous reactions we get from members around what they can feel. People in the first 2 to 4 weeks almost universally experience better energy because they get a very specific combination of B vitamins, most of which they would have been deficient in previously. So those B vitamins are one of the boosts that allow you to feel a really marked increase in your energy. Many people also spontaneously talk about sleeping better. Many people who are, you know, sort of fitness focused talk about recovering from workouts faster, being able to kind of get back to the gym, lift heavier the next day. So whether it is placebo effect or not, we get very strong reaction from people when they start taking our supplements because they're really getting something that's personalized to their specific needs at that time. They do start to notice the difference, and that really keeps the virtuous cycle going of wanting to stick with it over time and continue with a subscription.
So going back to the market sizes, have you got any idea of how much personalized nutrition would be as part of the supplements space?
I don't have a current figure. So I'm going to take a guess, but I imagine that it's not too far off. There's no way that the personalized supplements market is more than 5 to 10% of this total $180 billion global business. There just aren't enough brands in the space yet to have made a significant dent. So it's a fraction. It is a small percentage of total supplements globally. So that's why I think the opportunity in personalized supplements can only, you know, explode over time as the awareness and appreciation for what you can get if you, you know, take the time to fill out a questionnaire or, you know, go as, let's say, invasive as doing a blood test. There's so much more potential to reach more people.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Over the Counter so far. Don't forget to follow Pharma Intelligence Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, and TuneIn. Also, check out HPW Insight at hpw.sightline.com for all the latest health, beauty, and wellness news and intelligence. Keep listening. This episode continues now. So now talking about the kind of underlying factors, what would you say is driving the interest in personalization? So I suppose it's difficult maybe to differentiate the drivers for supplements generally, because those will also be impacting why people want a personalized supplement. Maybe you could talk a bit about that generally as well. But why are people now wanting something specific to themselves?
So this is my speculation based on a lot of consumer research that I've done over time, but some of the trends that I think are significantly affecting interest in supplements overall and by extension, interest in personalized supplements. We know that globally healthcare costs continue to rise. So more and more people are taking a preventative approach and really trying to stay healthy and avoid potential problems that will require treatment for as long as possible. So this proactive mindset to act now to avoid, let's say, the cost and pain later is definitely a trend globally. People, even younger generations, are seeing the opportunity to stay healthy, to take more action now to stay healthy, to prevent problems later. So that's more people potentially entering the supplements category as they see dietary supplements as part of this prevention, you know, an ounce of prevention that prevents a pound of cure. There's also a lot of talk about longevity at the moment. And I think longevity transcends just age. It really represents people's desire to not only live longer, but also maintain as high a quality of life as possible, you know, whether that is cognitive function, avoiding dementia and mental illness as time goes on, keeping your body as healthy as possible. I keep reading articles about how leg strength and grip strength are predictors of how long and how healthy you will live over time. So longevity as a global trend is definitely a driver as well. To me, the development of better and better supplement options can also be a factor, because as there are better and better options available that may, you know, cost you a little bit more, consumer willingness to pay a little bit more to get something better also increases value in the category. So I think there's volume driven by, let's say, healthy choices and more people wanting to take a preventative approach, of which supplements is part. And then, you know, the ability of brands to attract consumers at higher sort of basket values brings value to the category. So I think those two trends, I can't see either of those things ending anytime soon. This desire to live longer and healthier and avoid costly and painful interventions within the healthcare system is only going to continue. And the innovation in the supplement space is only going to continue. So there's definitely much more runway in this category to keep growing, whether it's supplements overall or personalized supplements as a part of it.
I suppose the question then immediately arises is whether consumers will want to actually pay for this. I mean, obviously, some consumers have more disposable income than others. So this is a question that will look different according to many factors. But here we're talking about spare money, basically. If you haven't got a lot of money, but you do really care about your wellness, you know, are you going to want to go personalized, or are you just going to go with the, you know, supermarket multivitamin, you know, that people have been taking for decades?
So there is certainly an opportunity for people to take a more proactive approach through diet. I mean, what you choose to eat and your, you know, level of physical activity obviously have very beneficial impact to your health. So that those are steps that anybody can take, whether they are taking supplements or not. Obviously, it's hard to get everything you need from diet alone. I've been amazed within our clientele, the number of, you know, very high net worth individuals and very high performing athletes who subscribe to Bionic Pro or Bionic Go. They almost all universally have nutrient deficiencies. These are people who could afford anything, right? And they take, many people take our blood tests and are shocked to find, given all the interventions they've already made and all the supplements they're already taking, how many deficiencies they have. So that proves to me that diet alone and making healthy choices is still really, really difficult, even with the most options available to you to really get all your bases covered. So the average person who is either taking no supplements or just off-the-shelf supplements certainly has nutrient deficiencies that are having some kind of detrimental impact on their health. Whether it is huge and long-term and going to cause them any problems is hard to say, but there are, you know, almost everybody is deficient in vitamin D. Many, many people are deficient in iron. Most people don't realize the importance of omega-3 fatty acids in their diet and certainly aren't getting enough through food. So nutrient deficiencies is a thing that once you become aware, no matter how healthy you eat, is a thing that supplements can really help with. And personalization just gets you to that much higher degree. A couple of other data points I can share. If you, we do this all the time, but you know, you could try it yourself. If you ask anybody you know how much they're spending on supplements in a month, most people have never really thought about it, even if they're buying quite competitively priced off the shelf supplements. Many people are taking several a day. And once you add up everything that's in your cupboard, you quickly get to $75 or $100 a month without realizing it because you're making all those separate purchases. So when you put personalized supplements in that context, you know, our Bionic Go product is available for $75 a month on subscription. You're not going to spend that much more for something that is hyper personalized to you than what you may be already spending off the shelf. The other brand that I would highlight that I think many people are aware of is Athletic Greens. So Athletic Greens is a green daily supplement powder. It's not personalized. When you buy Athletic Greens in the US, I think you're spending $75 to $100 on your monthly supply. It's similar in Europe, 75 to 100 euros or 75 to 100 pounds in the UK. That's for an unpersonalized product. And if, you know, I looked on Crunchbase recently, Athletic Greens is valued at over $1 billion as a company. So they've definitely created awareness among consumers that something that high quality exists and that this kind of price point is something you should consider and that many people consider for supplements. So Athletic Greens, I think, has really opened the door for more brands to come in at similar price points that offer, you know, something superior to what you can find elsewhere. And, you know, the convenience of having it shipped to your home, you never run out. There's a lot of benefits in these direct-to-consumer e-commerce offerings that really simplify people's sort of daily routine and replenishment routine.
I think that's a good point, actually. If you actually put together all of the things that you are buying, but then also you can calculate the kind of cost of going to find all these different things, you know, also the kind of health benefits, it becomes a much more attractive proposition for an individual, even if you haven't got endless disposable income, doesn't it, I think?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the reasons that we launched Bionic Go is that we really wanted to create more of a mass offering. So our Bionic Pro product, you know, for obvious reasons, is more expensive and has more friction in the journey. You know, you have to get your blood tests done new or provide us with a blood test report. It takes us a bit longer to make your formula because we're able to work with more data to be able to actually get to a higher degree of precision in what we create for you. So creating us a questionnaire-based product that takes advantage of all of that data that we've collected from all of the blood testing that we've done, but only takes 5 minutes to complete the questionnaire, daily or monthly price point, however you want to calculate it, works out to be lower. We are, you know, we advertise, you know, on a mass basis on, you know, Meta and Google to reach really a mass audience. The ability to make this available to more people at a price point that is quite accessible is really something that is allowing us to get to a much wider consumer base globally. So we're starting to really demonstrate product market fit and start scaling the Bionic Go product. So that's really where we're focusing now. Bionic Pro continues to be a very attractive offering to, you know, many of our Bionic Pro subscribers are professional athletes, many Olympians or world champions. We've got CEOs, we've got royal families. We've also got quite a lot of biohackers and a lot of what I call just sort of general health enthusiasts who are really prioritizing getting the right supplements. But going to a more mass audience with Bionic Go, I think we are going to appeal to, you know, millions, not thousands or tens of thousands of potential customers.
So many of our listeners will be from more traditional consumer healthcare companies, which, as you noted before, you have some experience with personally. They might be thinking, you know, this sounds great, but, you know, you're never going to see this in the bigger kind of traditional consumer healthcare companies. But the more, you know, I'm listening to this when you're saying about the questionnaire in particular, you know, not having to use the tests and drawing on an existing database, maybe this isn't so, you know, utopian from the point of view of the consumer healthcare industry. Do you think this is something that we could see more mainstream in that sense?
I definitely do. And, you know, I mentioned I sort of grew up in OTC medicines. You know, most recently before I joined Bionic, I was in an innovation role at Walgreens and Boots trying to innovate on our own brand. While I was at Walgreens, one of the stats that consistently struck me was that looking at people who walk into the supplements aisle, if you've been in a particularly a U.S. pharmacy, but also European pharmacies, I would say are the same. The paradox of choice really hits people hard. So our Walgreens stats said that, you know, among people who walk into the supplement aisle with an intent to buy, more than 60% leave without buying anything because the choice is just overwhelming. And so you go wanting to find something that's right for you and you leave with nothing because it's impossible to sort of navigate the choices. So making the choice easier for a customer is something that we should all strive to do, you know, across our businesses, because I think curation of an overwhelming set of options itself has a lot of value to consumers. And I, you know, in the space of personalized nutrition and, let's say, more traditional consumer health companies, some already have gone there. So I have a few examples that I can share just to maybe shed light on, you know, the opportunities that some have already started capitalizing on. So there's a brand in the US called Nature Made, which is managed by a large company called Pharmavite. They've launched Nourish, which is a direct-to-consumer e-commerce play, which creates custom pill packs for customers. I've read that they're discontinuing the service in March, but this was an attempt to better serve customer needs by, you know, Nature Made sells millions and millions of dollars worth of off-the-shelf vitamins that you can shop yourself. They've also seen this insight around curation and launched an offering to try to help curate individual choices. Bayer, a few years ago, bought Care of, which is a personalized vitamins company. Nestle Health Science has Persona, which is another personalized health brand, personalized vitamins brand. Retailers like Walgreens and Albertsons have launched vitamin selector tools, which is really a curation opportunity. You know, similar to what I described about our Bionic questionnaire, asking questions about diet, lifestyle, you know, health needs, and then even just taking the universe of offerings down to a much more shoppable, smaller curated set that the person can choose from and then build their basket from. These are, you know, big companies operating in the space of, let's say, personalization, which to me can start as simple as curation. There's obviously startups operating in the space. So a startup in the US called Gainful, which is Series A funded, have launched in Target recently. So they make personalized protein powders for, you know, muscle building and sort of workout recovery and performance. And their level, so they've launched in Target. What does their personalization look like at Target? It's not quite as personalized as what I described that we're able to do with Bionic, but it is significantly more personalized than many offerings out there. So their retail offering allows a customer to pick their base unflavored protein powder and then personalize it with flavor add-ins and also additional blends. So you end up with, let's say, 3, 4, 5 products that you've bought off the shelf, but you blend them all together and it's your personalized bespoke blend. So there are other ways to do personalization that can be more sort of accessible to retail as an environment. And, you know, thinking about some of the big retailers, you know, Target is a brand in the US that I see, you know, really innovating in the space of the supplement brands that they're bringing in. So they stock Care of, they've also started stocking Hum Nutrition. These are brands that operate in the personalized space, even if their offering on the shelf at a mass retailer is, let's say, less personalized. It's only a matter of time before some savvy retailer figures out how to sell a personalized, really personalized offering, whether it's, you know, a SKU that you buy at shelf that maybe you then take home and personalize, and then the supplements are shipped to you. There's lots of options in this space. You know, in the UK, I've seen Holland & Barrett consistently trying to innovate in the space of supplements. They, a few years ago, launched something called Health Box, which is a personalized supplement box. I'm not sure if they still offer them, but I can definitely see them experimenting more in the personalized supplement space. This is, I mean, you know, if the numbers that I shared earlier didn't convince you, this is a very large and very attractively growing category, supplements overall, and then the personalized supplement space within it. There's so much consumer interest. The right trends are in place that this consumer interest is not going to go away. There are tons of unmet needs. So it's ripe for innovation from all angles to really simplify choice, to help people find what's going to individually have a better impact for them. And, you know, the opportunity to sell at potentially higher basket sizes because what you're able to offer is so much better than other solutions that the consumer willingness to pay, I think, is going to continue to increase. So huge opportunity to innovate from lots of different angles. So we're at Bionic, we're innovating from one angle. I think for many of your listeners, I think there are lots of opportunities within here that their own business could probably explore and find an angle that would work for them.
I just think that's really nice kind of conclusion. I think there's been a really nice, rich kind of discussion there around personalized nutrition. I think perhaps more than before, we've managed to explore it in a way that kind of paints the picture more fully, I think, beyond the buzzwords. So I really appreciate you taking the time to explain all of that for us and introduce us to Bionic.
Yeah, my pleasure. Hopefully your listeners will find some inspiration in here, because there is so much consumer interest and unmet need. This is a space that is ripe to continue exploding over time. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for a lot of players to keep finding new angles and serving consumers better.
Okay, thank you for coming.
My pleasure. Thank you, David.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Over the Counter. Listen out for more episodes every 2 weeks and check out the further reading section of the article published on hbw.sightline.com for related news and intelligence. And don't forget to follow, share and comment on Sightline podcasts on the platform of your choice. See you next time.